بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مبارك وهدى للعالمين فيه آيات بينات. With regard to the Kaaba Sharif, its great wonders, great benefits, great spiritual effulgence all over, further it is explained that first of all the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala is so that Allah Ta'ala has manifested all his great qualities of hidayat, of barakat, of security, of everything on the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala. From there it comes the right down directly onto the Kaaba via the Bayt al-Ma'mur, where it is all intensified. And then it comes on the Kaaba Sharif, and from the Kaaba then it is spread out in the whole world. The steps which are made around the Kaaba, though the Kaaba is a rectangular building, but the steps are all in a circular form, in circles around the Kaaba. This is in the Haram also, then outside the Haram also, those people who are making namaz, then throughout the whole world, east and north, west and south, throughout the world, all in a circular form, all the masajid are facing the Kaaba Sharif. And people who are making individually namaz, like women, etc., all are facing the Kaaba Sharif. Now the Kaaba Sharif, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali explained, is like the powerhouse. And from the powerhouse, the current is supplied now through all its, where its connections are. Just like an electrical powerhouse, then from there the power is supplied to all the poles on the streets, the street lights. And when that power comes, then there is light everywhere. And there are lights at the powerhouse also. The powerhouse gave the power, and the powerhouse is lit up now with that power. This is what is called a reflection in a cast. That is, it hits back again. Like in a mirror, you shine a light, it's a reflection, that light shines out again. Like that, all this barakat of the Kaaba is spread out in the whole world. And everywhere it is manifest, it is there. Whoever turns in, tunes in, turns his heart to these barakat, opens his heart to them, gets all that anwarat. And it is all present, but if we don't open our hearts, we are deprived of it. A simple example to understand that, as we have mentioned, that there are many radio stations, the air waves are in the air. Whether it is Radio China, whether it is Voice of America, Radio Pakistan, whatever, and whether there is Qiraat on there, whether there are Nasheed or whatever, but we are not tuned in, we are not listening, we are not knowing, and we are not getting the benefit if there are good things coming from those radio stations. If we are tuned in, we will get that benefit. So the waves of the Kaaba Sharif, the reflections of it, and the light of it, the great, great benefits of it, are also all the time in the world. They are all in this masajid and in all the whole world. But if we don't tune in, we don't get the benefit. And that is why also, of the many reasons, we are called 5 times a day to namaz to get that all benefit. But we don't take that benefit. We don't turn our legs facing the Qibla, for example. Not with the correct other of 4 fingers apart, for example. And our hearts are not open. We don't think also that I'm facing the Kaaba and these anwarat which are all around, that I'm benefiting from them. And then again, at the same time, of all the safs which are made around the Kaaba throughout the world, the east and the west to the furthest points, north and south, there are great, great awliya also present who are making namaz. Whether they are from the man or from the woman, there are great, great awliya making namaz. And there is no doubt that the farishta are also making namaz. And all their anwarat and barakat are also reflected back on the Kaaba. So from the Kaaba, this great effulgence, Noor, Hidayat, goodness, Barakat is spread out in the world. From all the Musallis around the world, it is spread back again, and the whole place from the Kaaba, the Markaz, throughout the whole world, there is only light and Noor everywhere. But very sad how few of the people are benefiting from this Noor. It is there open for everyone, for man and woman, for an alim, a non-alim, for a learned person who is not learned, a rich, a poor, a black, a white. For everyone it is open. It is just for us to tune in and just to open our heart, and that we take all this, and a person will advance spiritually very greatly if he takes from this. Otherwise, he will live his whole life just as he is. As the example is given, a person who is living in a squatter camp and is living according to the conditions there. But if he comes into big money and now he moves from there to the upper suburbs, the high suburbs, and he's now got a beautiful posh house, he's got a vehicle also according to that, everything. So now he also realizes, I've moved up in life according to materialistic values. And the people also realize, just like that, if we will take this effulgence of the Kaaba Sharif, we will also move up. We ourselves will realize that spiritually I've moved up now. People around us will also see that this person has moved up now. And Allah's ibadat will become easy, will become enjoyable for that person. The marifat and closeness of Allah he will enjoy. He will experience it, people will also see it. So it is just for us, this great, great barakat of the Kaaba, to take full advantage of them. And then another very great point that is discussed also is that when Adam alayhi salam came in this world, Allah ordered him first and foremost to build the Kaaba. And that was the mazhar, the reflection, the place where Allah's barakat and rahmat were going to come down. And people were invited to make tawaf. And as it is in the hadith, that at the Kaaba there are 120 layers of Allah's rahmat that are present. 60 are for those who make tawaf, 40 are for those who make namaz there, and 20 are for those who just look at the Kaaba. So it is all there, all for us for the taking. But if we don't take it, and any person who makes his tawaf with reasonable passion, feeling, he will immediately after his tawaf, in his tawaf, he will make out that anwarat that he is getting. When we make namaz there, and the awe of the Kaaba is in the heart, we'll get there. And one great thing which also today generally we are deprived of, we don't sit and just look at the Kaaba. That is also a great ibadah. And to that, all these great, great manifestation of Allah's Qudrat is there, and I'm seeing it and I'm taking it in me. Just like with our eyes we see some beautiful scene and we get all the benefit. Or with our eyes we see our children playing and we get so happy with that also. Whatever we see, but unfortunately we don't see anything happening at the Kaaba. Because we don't open the eyes of our heart. It is there, it is present now, but we don't see it. If we open the eyes of our heart, we will see it. And just like we get enjoyment of looking at material things, even if we just look at food, we get enjoyment. We sit at the table and all the food is spread out, we get enjoyment from there. Much, much more great enjoyment is at the Kaaba Sharif. But unfortunately our eyes of the heart, we keep them ourselves, in fact perhaps intentionally, we keep them closed tightly that we don't see any of these barakat. They are all there. So Allah Ta'ala had commanded Adam alayhi salam to build the Kaaba Sharif, and then all these barakat are there for everyone for the taking, that we all can take these great, great barakat. And then, and this is the place of the manifestation of the great rahmat of Allah, the great forgiveness of Allah, the great qudrat of Allah, all the great things, they are there for us to take. And then after 40 years, Allah Ta'ala had ordered Adam alayhi salam to build Baytul Muqaddas, Masjid al-Aqsa, which is at a distance of 40 measures of length from the Kaaba Sharif to the north. That is, in the north of the Kaaba is the Baytul Muqaddas, Masjid al-Aqsa. And like the Kaaba, like a king has his palace, and at his palace is where his palace is, his residence is there, everything. And his ministers, as they stay at a little distance from him. So the place of the, so to say, the ministers of the Kaaba Sharif, Allah put them at Masjid al-Aqsa, at a distance of 14 steps of journey to there. And there also, that is also the place where the court of justice is. Just like a king who has got his palace, the court of justice, the jail, etc., is not with the palace. It is separate. So like that, Allah made the Baytul Muqaddas to be 40, the distance of 40. And this distance of 40, it appears that from the Ahle Nazar, the people who have deep insight, Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali writes, they have deduced that this is the 40 lower stages than the Kaaba Sharif, the Baytul Muqaddas is. Here is the manifestation of Allah's forgiveness, Allah's rahmat, etc. And at Baytul Muqaddas is the justice of Allah Ta'ala. There, according to justice, matters are decided. By the Kaaba, according to the forgiveness, the mercy, the kindness of Allah, matters are decided. Oh, the Kaaba was the only place since ever where Allah had given command, you must make Hajj towards. Hajj was never ever commanded towards Baytul Muqaddas. Yes, it remained the Qibla for many Anbiya of before, but it was not the place of Hajj. Hajj was only the Kaaba Sharif. So there is a great relationship between the Kaaba and Baytul Muqaddas also. And a person who puts on his ihram at Baytul Muqaddas and comes for Hajj, there are great, great virtues for that also. So Allah has given us everything in the plate just for us to enjoy. But it is a matter of us just enjoying. But we don't sit, so to say, at the Dasturkhan and enjoy these great manifestations of Allah Ta'ala's great, great mercies, which are the Kaaba Sharif, Baytul Muqaddas, Baytul Ma'mur, the Arsh of Allah. All Allah has made it, and not for Himself, but for us, for His creation. And Allah has sent us in this world to take advantage and benefit of all this. We did not have to make it also. If we build a house, we have to enjoy the house. We have to build that house. Then we enjoy the house. Yeah, we did not have to build and prepare. It is all ready made for us, just for us to enjoy. Allah give us tawfiq to get connected with our deen, with the mashayikh and the ahlullah. Learn our deen and then just take this great benefit. And our lives that we have been given, short lives. But if we take this advantage and benefit, we will see how valuable our lives become in this world. And then we will see in the akhirah how much we have acquired. And if we go empty handed, we'll see the value there, but I haven't got that value. I did not benefit. It will be the worst sorrow that we can experience. Besides all the other punishment of Allah, this in itself will be a punishment. That I had all the opportunity to benefit and I did not benefit. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand what a glorious deen Allah has given us. If this is the matter of the Kaaba Sharif, then we can imagine the Quran Sharif and our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his personality, how much we can benefit. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, the awliya, everything of deen is only for our benefit. But unfortunately, we give preference, well to hibbuna dunya, we love the dunya. And we have given preference to dirt and filth over this pure and clean method which are at our disposal. May Allah open our eyes of the heart and see the matters as they are.
to be seen
and take the maximum benefit.
Subhanallah.